The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, K-Fire Radio God, will take us on a little tour of temperatures around the region in just a moment here and prepare to weep. It's actually not that bad for the middle of, end of September, but compared to last week, it's like a little bit of a culture shock. I'm in a little bit of a culture shock.
We got kind of spoiled, didn't we?
We did, and it was so darn awesome. It was just unbelievable. I mean, you really can't. But obviously, October is what's happening this week, and, this is reality. So anyway, to join us on the program and tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And when we ask what's on your mind, we sincerely want the answer. Whatever's on our mind doesn't really matter. What's on your mind is what matters. So have at it. We always have plenty of things on our mind, obviously, but I'm more interested in what's on your mind. So if it is Minnesota and the situation we were talking about last hour, great. If it's something completely different from that, that's okay, too. I mentioned, I think it's fair to say the President of the United States through the intelligence community under the bus. Do we have that clip ready to go? I want to play that before the bottom of the hour. We have a lot of time to just find out what's on your mind this hour. Before we're done, we have a quick chat with Seth Gordon, expert from Shields, is going to talk a little hunting with us. He's one of the many experts at Shields, and we're going to talk about, I hope we can talk about pheasants, but he wants to talk about ducks, too. So we'll do that coming up on the program. All right, let's see here. There's a call that came in during the break. Welcome those two at 800-228-0550. When you call, you press 1 to leave a message. You press 2 to share your comment with us directly on the air and have a conversation. Cameron and Minot listening on KCJB. Bill and Bismarck listening on KFIRE 550. The next two to go. Before we get to those, though, Todd, what are the temps? How bad is it today?
Just to put some perspective into this, for example, Bismarck, 93 Friday, 87 Saturday, 63 yesterday. I mean, going to struggle for the 50s today in much of the region. At the moment, minus 43, barely going to get in the 50s today. Fargo at 49, Dickinson 44, and Bismarck sitting at 47. So I think fall is actually here now.
It is, although it was here earlier, and then it gave way to those beautiful temperatures.
Yeah, in August it was October, in September it was July. Getting a headache from all that.
Put it this way, you know what? There's a lot of golf left in October. Bully Pulpit and other places, so that's okay. That's all right.
Oh, yeah, you just need to maybe wear a sweater, and you haven't had to do that late last week. It was put the top down weather.
Yeah. It's a neat story in the Bismarck Tribune about a teacher at Horizon School returning as a walking miracle. That's pretty cool. Sad news in the headlines, a funeral for the slain NDSU student will be today. And that is just an awful, awful, horrible, terrible deal. We're trying to interview with some law enforcement to give you the latest on that. Forum News Service has a big story about how the oil boom means big money for North Dakota water projects. The state's resources trust fund is just absolutely bursting at the seam. The term they use in the Forum newspapers, ballooning with oil tax revenue. Also a story in the Forum News Service in Minnesota about Minnesota's governor's race, traveling different paths. That is the understatement of the year between the Republican Jeff Johnson and the Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. I think we proved last hour that you need to pay attention to what's going on in Minnesota politically without question. All right, before we get to the live callers, here's one left over from during the break.
Good morning again, Scott. Is the Ben Ring from Grand Forks, the UND teacher? Holy cow, you can't get any more liberal than that. Oh, bye.
All right, that was the wrong one. It was the second one I played, but I played the second one. But here's the first one. So, all right.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, you just made a good point. A property owner versus a apartment dweller. Didn't, you know, the founding fathers, you know, they were all property owners. They were all well-to-do people. You know, they did pretty well starting this country. And I was visiting with a doctor of mine, and he made the statement, you know, unless you're paying taxes, unless you've got some skin in the game, you don't get to vote. How about that one? Thanks, Scott.
You know, I don't know where you then you're talking about different class of citizen. And, you know, we already had an emailer suggest that Scott was besmirching a member of the Minnesota House because he lives in an apartment, and that's a cheap shot. Seriously, don't property owners and rich people have enough positions of power? Do we need to make it universal and mandatory? Spoken like a true, you know, class warfare liberal. But nonetheless, I don't think you, you know, I don't think the skin in the game, you know, you can't vote unless, I don't like either. The liberal, you know, class warfare guy who is suggesting that I besmirch somebody. I didn't besmirch anybody. What I did was make a point that you have a property owner and a businessman and a someone that has a resume that could choke a horse losing to somebody whose only connection to Morehead is an apartment. All right. And when you operate in the Al Franken, you know, and Mark Dayton way of Minnesota politics, they just kind of come along for the ride. And look at what the Minnesota Education Association is doing. That's like mafia-style politics. Okay, we're going to endorse this one. We're not even going to interview that one. And by the way, we'll use the email because we got it in our union contract to do it, to invite people to fundraisers. Anybody anywhere think that's fair? I certainly don't. It's how they operate in Minnesota. And it's why you now have the mess you have in Minnesota. And again, we hold the switch. We hold the switch. The coal is here. The power plants are here. The oil's here. The natural gas is here. Maybe they should just do without Minnesota, North Dakota power for a while and then understand how much they need us. And I'm only half joking. How else do you wake folks up? So that's my take. Welcome yours at 800-228-0550. So I said what? Cameron and Minot had waited through the break. Bill and Bismarck after him on ballot measures. Greg and Bismarck wants to talk about Garrison Dam, and Van and Minot wants to talk about people hitting deer. So let's get to all of you quickly. Cameron, Minot, listening on KCJB, what's on your mind?
Ah, you sound like Putin there, putting a chokehold on Ukraine with the natural gas pipeline and whatnot, which isn't surprising because he's kind of fascist, and you seem to support these ballot initiatives that are anti-democratic or thwarting democracy. So I was wondering, this infection, this Minnesota infection, what would you propose we do about it? Put another ballot initiative on, banning people from voting what Minnesotans would vote for?
Boy, there's a lot to respond to there. I'm not going to respond to all of it, but I would say this. What I would propose is that Minnesotans wake up to realize what's happening to their state and look at how many businesses are exporting jobs and leaving in droves. Just look at the facts. Go talk to the folks at DigiKey in Thief River Falls about why they're building a Fargo location. Go talk to the folks at Marvin Windows in World and ask why they have plants now in Fargo and Grafton. That's all you need to do. A little research project for you, Cameron. Bill Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello. Say, I was in at a pharmacy the other day, and I got some literature from them, and in November on this election they've got coming up, there's going to be an issue on the ballot about the pharmacy, and of course they were against it. So in this literature, it states that if that passes, then the people that go to a pharmacy have to pay cash. And only 7% of the people, it would only, this, if it passes, only 7% of the people, or if it, if it passes, only 7% of the people would benefit from this. Other, everybody else would have to pay cash. That's a lie. And I can prove it. My wife and I have been going down to Arizona for 12 years, 12 winters we went down there with snowbirds. And, every once in a while, you get the cold or something, you need the prescription, filled, and so, I'd normally have them, the doctor fill out the prescription to the nearest pharmacy. And it was several different kinds of stores that had those pharmacies in them, the nearest one to where I'd be staying. And I always used my credit card.
Sure.
Never had a problem.
No, I think we might be talking about two different things. I don't know. Bill, if you don't mind, I'm going to have Sven Snerdly take your information, and I'm going to call somebody that put together that brochure. I would assume it's the Pharmacy Association or somebody advocating on behalf of the defeat of measure number 7. But if you don't mind, we'll get your information, and then we'll try and get you an answer specifically. I think what they're saying, Bill, is that I'll use Watford City as an example because I spend a lot of time in Watford City. There's talk that Walmart is coming into Watford City, okay, right now? And they're looking at land, and they're always pretty secretive about it, but that's happening, okay? So if I buy my drugs at Larson Drug, but my insurance plan says if there's a Walmart by you, that you will have to buy it from Walmart instead of from Larson Drug. In other words, they'll remove your choice, okay? Now, I don't think they literally meant pay cash, like you can't use a credit card. Just meant that your insurance wouldn't cover it. But I don't know for sure. I want to find out for sure. So hang on, Bill. We'll get you an answer. Van and Minot, when we come back, I got to hear about people hitting deer. That worries me. And a lot of other folks waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind. So stay tuned. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For the benefit of Bill, before the break there, I am going to try and track down an answer for you. I was actually shopping last night at Walmart, and I saw a big sign. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see the picture of it. It's this big, giant banner in Walmart last night. I saw it. I was there, about, I don't know, 8, 9 o'clock last night. So it was 14 hours ago. It says, Walmart encourages you to vote yes on Measure 7 to help bring lower pharmacy prices to North Dakota. So I posted the question, Walmart pulling out the stops on the pharmacy ownership measure, which they are. They're funding this in a big way. Who do you trust on this one? The big boys, that'd be Walmart, or the local pharmacy owners. This is one of those issues that I'm really firmly just trying to get as much information, and probably I'm going to make my decision literally the day I get to the ballot. And actually, I asked for an absentee ballot. I have it in front of me. And I'm really taking time, especially this year, on the measures. And I've had a lot of our listeners say, hey, we want more information on the measures. Keep all this coming. And I've said, I'll do that. We're going to spend a lot of time on them. We're going to have both sides of the debates on. But most importantly, I hope you'd say, you know, look, I want your input, Scott, but I'm going to decide for myself on every single one of them. I'm not asking you to vote like I'm going to vote, but I am going to be very transparent about how I'm voting this year to the point where when I finish this ballot, I'm going to put it online. I'm going to, I think that's fine. We had a conversation with Ryan Taylor about that. Somebody called and asked who he voted for. And he talked about how his dad always taught him it was nobody's business who you voted for, but he said, I'm a longtime Democrat, so you figure it out. And obviously was telling us without telling us he voted for Obama, the Ed Commission candidate in North Dakota. And that's fine. I just think, you know, you tell people a little bit about yourself when you say how you vote. So I think it makes, I think it's worthwhile. But I also agree with Ryan Taylor's dad that, you know, if you don't want to tell anybody you voted for Obama, don't tell anybody you voted for Obama. That's fine. It's America. It's your choice. Van and Minot listening on 910 KCJB. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I was listening to the news this morning, and I hear another lady got killed from they hit a deer. And that really bothers me because my granddaughter, Saturday night, hit a deer coming in from Surrey. And her father always told her, if you have a deer in front of you, do not try to sway to avoid it. Hit it. Because we have insurance. Have your seatbelt on. And he said, like, moose are different. They're like 2,000, 3,000 pounds. And your vehicle is like 4,000, 5,000 pounds. That's a different situation. But what I was asked, it just bothers me that these people are avoiding these deers. And they're not, he said, my son just told all the kids that if you've got a deer in front of you, hit it. Do not sway to run in the ditch and roll. And wear your seatbelts. So that's what's on my mind. That's really bothering me. She didn't get hurt. She listened to her father. And it just bothers me of these people not wearing seatbelts and hitting deers and trying to avoid them and rolling. Because you don't know if you're going to hit an approach or whatever. That's what's on my mind today. If anybody else has anything about this, I wish that they would call in, too.
All right, Van, good advice, I think. I don't know. I mean, I know this, that, you know, I've sometimes, gotten distracted and gone a little too close to the ditch.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't on one of those roadways that had a rumble strips, or I was not driving a Mercedes. In fact, I'm going to be driving a Mercedes for my friends at Valley Imports next week up to Minot for Husfest.
Yeah.
So if anybody finds me in Minot and you want to take a look at a Mercedes-Benz that has this incredible feature in it, if you go into either lane, like to the middle with the white lane or to the right with the yellow, it vibrates your steering wheel. Can you believe that? I mean,
yeah,
that's
I
the
don't.
Safety. So it has built-in rumble strips. That's absolutely incredible. But anyway, if I didn't have the rumble strips or I wasn't driving one of those and veered in the ditch, I found myself, like, overcorrecting and just because you kind of freak out a little bit and go the other way. And I think I think you're right in this sense, Van, that probably more often than not, that's what causes the rollover or the bad accident. And what I think you're saying is... hit it. Now, on the other hand, depending on what speed you're going, that deer could end up in your lap too, through the windshield. I've heard of that. So
yeah.
I don't know what the best advice is, but I do know this. Watch for deer. I think the best advice is that we put more deer tags out, to tell you the truth. I think that's the best advice. Let's maybe up that by a bunch because I'm hearing way too many of these stories, but we'll ask the folks in the Highway Patrol next time we have Lieutenant, Tom Iverson on. We'll ask him. But it, nonetheless, you made us think about it today, and for that, I appreciate it. Okay, Van?
Yeah, well, I travel a lot to Botnell, and they have those strips right in the middle of the highway and on the side.
Sure.
You know, which I think is great, too. Because if you got somebody driving too fast and they're got their mind on something else, they hit one of them, you know, you'll know what's going on. But, no, that just bothered me about these people getting killed by these deer and not wearing seat belts. And it's unnecessary, really. So
all right,
if anybody has any other opinions, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for throwing it out there, Ben.
Yeah, well,
welcome.
Thank you.
Well, welcome others, and thank you for listening on 910.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
KCJB up there in Minot today. So, Todd, note to self, next time the folks from Game and Fish are on, is that a solution, right? More deer tags. And what else? Oh, the Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Iverson. We'll have him address that as well. And any others, welcome. Certainly welcome what your solution is. To me, just be aware. Slow down a little bit. Buckle up for sure. That was great advice. And Todd also said that he wanted to match that Mercedes I'll be driving later this week with his Cadillac XTS, right?
Well, it wasn't my own Cadillac. It's an ETS, and it's an older one that didn't have it. But that XTS V-Sport twin turbo I drove. Hey, you know, when Sean Cadillac asked me, hey, I want you to drive, sure, anything for the team. I'm a team.
Me too. I'm the same way. Valley Imports. Yeah, you're going to Husfest. You want to bring that? Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, trust my arm. Yep, exactly.
And I'll be up there Wednesday afternoon, as a matter of fact. But anyway, yeah, it had the same thing too. And not only that, but a little things that would kind of flash up in the windshield too to let you know, hey, wake up over there. So, great feature. Then one day, I think every car probably will end up having one. It's a great feature.
And, you know, some people might say, I can't drive a Mercedes in North Dakota. What will my neighbors think? I hope they think, whether it's the Cadillac XDS from Sean Cadillac or the Mercedes from Valley Imports, I hope they'll think you want to be safe or you want your wife safe. There's nothing
exactly.
wrong with that. Don't ever apologize for it.
Exactly.
Craig in Fergus Falls on AM 1100. What's on your mind? What's on your mind today, Craig? Go ahead. Craig, are you there? Going once. Going twice.
I think he might have been having some cell phone issues.
All right, well, let's have Craig try and call back.
That's one thing wrong in Minnesota, I guess, huh?
Yeah, no kidding here. What else do we have time for? John on I-94, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, John?
A couple comments on the prescription drug thing. Fargo Walmart has a drug store in it, a pharmacy counter, but it's independently owned. So ask these guys when they're on there, why can't Walmart be selling through this guy for the same deal? I mean, why do they have to own it? The same way with Walgreens. CVS has pharmacies, Walgreens doesn't. It's a matter of their choice how they're setting their business up.
I think
they need to explain themselves.
Yeah, that's a fair point, John. Hang on so I understand your question correctly. I'll get that off the air. Just hang tight if you would. CVS was grandfathered because of Osco. Walmart's just doing it differently, and they could do more of that if they wanted to, but they want the money, I think.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Howdy, folks. Jeff Peterson here with the U.S. Cowboys Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. And I have a tragic story about my pillow, Todd. I don't know if you're prepared for this, but
no.
Yeah, it's not good. I was without it all weekend. I left it at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown. Now the good news is I'm at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. I'm in Newtown. I'm in Watford City. 10 days from now again, I think, or so. So I'll be that way, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think what it means is I need to buy more of these pillows. Cause
what do those guys do when you call in a missing pillow? Well, it may be too late if they've already done housekeeping.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have a different color, pillow, what do you call it? Pillowcase on it. So I usually don't do that, but I was in a rush leaving the hotel room Friday, and totally my bad. But hey, here's the answer. Buy more pillows. And
exactly.
This is the National Sleep Foundation's official. And to celebrate, they are offering us a deal for our listeners. It's a two-for-one. Savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott, or you can do it online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Now, why? Why would you want one of these? Well, one, they're custom designed for you. They ask you a bunch of questions. How do you sleep? You know, sleep on your side, on your back? Do you toss? Do you turn? The questions they put you through make sure this pillow is perfect for you. Custom design. They back it up with a 10-year warranty. It will never go flat. It has a 60-night money-back guarantee. I was talking to my father-in-law over the weekend. He said, I got to get some of these for the cabin because the pillows there are perfect. Exactly. I mean, load the cabin up with them. Your guests will never leave. Oh, wait, maybe that's not such a good idea. Anyway, 60-night money-back guarantee, MyPillow.com. What's the number one more time, Todd? 800.
Yeah. 506-9028, and promo code Scott, 800-506-9028.
Promo code Scott. All right, John, on the road on I-94 and listening to 550 K-Fire, gave me his question off the air, so I've added it for the supporters of the measure number 7 that's on the ballot. If you're in favor of the measure that would amend North Dakota Century Code and repeal the requirement that an applicant for a permit to operate a pharmacy must be a licensed pharmacist, a business entity controlled by licensed pharmacist, a hospital pharmacy, or a postgraduate medical residency program, you want to vote yes on that. If you like it as it is now, you vote no on that. That's measure 7. And, John, I got your question. It's a good one. Essentially what John wants me to ask the folks from Walmart is to say, well, for instance, you can lease space right now to a pharmacist, and some do. Why not just give them your $4 deal? Why not let them offer the very same thing? And I'll ask that question, John. It's a good question. But you also had a point you wanted to make about deer on the road, so I held you over. What was the word of warning you had for motorists on deer on the road?
Well, my experience has been if you're traveling the two-lane roads at night, you want to drive 70, 72 miles an hour, you're probably asking for trouble because you got to give yourself a test to hit the brakes for them things. And I always hit the brakes when I see him in the ditch or whatever. One runs across the road in front of you from, and you miss him. There's probably three more behind him that are running as fast as they can. Don't, and expect it. Don't just think, well, there's just one deer. And slow down at night. This time of year, they're moving. And you can't be driving that fast and expect to have a chance to stop. And you got to be watching the ditches for the glow of the eyeballs and all the time for night driving in this state at this time of year. And there's a lot of times I've ridden with people and they're driving straight ahead. And I said, deer on the right, where? They're staring straight ahead. They're not watching and scanning. And you've got to do that in this state. You can't just stare and straight ahead. Invariably, it's going to happen no matter how hard you try, but there's things you can do to make it just to be safer for yourself.
So John, good advice, and appreciate your call, and thanks for listening. Call again, okay? Joni emailed, I always have the deer whistles on my car. They hear it, and almost all the time they stop, and their ears are up. They work. Got to get one of those. Thanks, Joni. Appreciate that email. What I do is just travel as much as possible with my wife, who we affectionately refer to in our house as Maria sees a deer, because she just got that that lightning. She can get it. She'll say deer, you know, left and right. Maria sees a deer. That's what
I react to her.
She has two names in our house. If it's me, it's deer, and literally D-E-A-R, and then Maria sees a deer. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, Arthur and Dickinson listening on iHeartRadio, part of the iHeart Media Phenom. How are you, Arthur? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Hey, you know, I've been driving a truck since 1979, and the thing that works best for me is to I turn my dash lights down at night to almost nothing. Then my eyes adjust, and I can see the dash lights a little bit. And because if your dash lights are up, you're missing 30% of your night vision. The other thing is these guys that are driving, and they've got a GPS fluorescent screen up in front of them, and I drive past them and look inside their cab. I can count their nose hairs, but they can't even see me. They can't even see outside the truck. So keep the interior lighting down to zero.
Well, that's good advice as well. I have one other question for you, if you don't mind, Arthur, since you're a truck driver. You're in Dickinson, where you could very easily hear three stations that we're on, 550, probably the best, 1460, the best as well, although we're not on right now. They tape delay a little later on in the afternoon, and 1090 KTGO comes into Dickinson as well. But you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm guessing that's because you're a trucker and you're everywhere, right? So tell folks how you listen to iHeartRadio.
I listen to iHeartRadio. I've got my iPhone plugged in, a little wire goes over and plugs into my radio in my truck. And, so then I catch you guys live all day long.
That's really cool. And the reason I wanted Arthur to explain that is, number one, he's listening to local radio. Right, so he's listening to the local weather and the local news and a local talk show, but he's doing it on his smartphone. So it's not Pablum like you get from Pandora or some other XM satellite thing where it's blah blah blah. Nothing's local. You're getting local, but you're getting it in an innovative way right there on your iPhone app, on or Droid phone or whatever. So it's a great tool. I talked to some folks. I forget where we were at last week, and it was a steel building. I said, we really have a heck of a time getting reception here. Pointed out iHeartRadio, and they said, oh, thank you. We appreciate it. So just wanted to let folks know there's another way to listen, and that is a great way to do it. You can hear us every single day. So
yeah, I'm 100 miles north. Got time for another quick comment?
Sure, go ahead.
This idea that ISIS over there, these folks, they do anything to kill us. They'll take one guy, strap a bomb to him, and sacrifice himself. He'd kill three people in a shopping mall. I just can't get over the idea that they're not going to send 100 guys down to Africa, pick up the Ebola virus, and then put them on a jetliner to Mexico, and they'll just walk across the border. I think that everybody should call Heidi and ask her what the hell's going on. How come we don't have a fence down there?
Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Yeah.
Is who you're suggesting. And I think there's a lot of questions, both of President Obama and also Majority Leader Harry Reid, that sincerely Senator Heidi Heitkamp is the best to ask. Because they're not going to answer John Hovind or Kevin Cramer, and they certainly aren't going to you know, pay attention to you or I, Arthur, right?
Yeah,
and answer those questions. But they will send her to Heitkamp because they need to, right? And she uses this line last time she was on with us, which has been way too long because, again, you guys kind of ask tough questions, and I don't think it's real comfortable for Senator Heitkamp to come on or any Democratic candidate. And, again, it's not even about me. I'll say, hey, I don't have to ask any questions. Let's just go to the calls. And Todd and I will just run the controls. The callers ask all the questions. So it's not about me. They try to say it is, but it isn't. It's really about the listeners. And
right.
in my view, that's very disrespectful to the largest talk audience in the Northern Plains. George Sinner, Ryan Taylor, Heidi Heitkamp. Jason Astrup this weekend was invited on to come and talk about some proposals that I think have some merit. He's a Democrat for the State Tax Commission, and he's proposing, some things that would be bold and conservative in the way of tax policy. And I invited him to come on the program because one of our guests had to cancel today. And I talked to him on Saturday. He said, let me check my calendar, and then I'll get back to you. This was Saturday morning. I heard nothing by Saturday night, so I sent him another quick text, nothing. Called him, nothing. Texted him again yesterday, nothing. And so I don't take that as a diss. I don't care. It's fine. But to me, it's dissing the audience. And same thing with Senator Heitkamp.
Yeah. You know, I'm 100 miles north of Dickinson. This is fantastic technology. It's their duty to talk to us and to listen to us.
It is. They work for us. And but again, I'd understand that Senator Heitkamp or Brian Taylor or, take your pick on the Democratic side of the aisle. They're gonna say, hey, Scott, we know your opinions. You give them every day, so you're gonna ask uncomfortable questions. It's not about me. And look, Congressman Kramer comes on here. I ask every week he comes on for an hour. And if you go back and listen to the last 10 shows, I'll bet I don't break 20% of the questions that get asked. 80% come from the audience. So it is not about me. And, we're trying to arrange debates right now, and the Sinner campaign has called the management of iHeartMedia and said, we'll do it, but only if somebody else is a panelist, not Scott. And, I'm fine with that, if the audience is, because I don't care about the answers to my questions. I care about the answers to your questions. This is a little game they play. The Democrats do not like to be asked tough questions. And you know what, Arthur? They've gotten by with it. They've gotten by with it because the newspapers, the TV stations, the vast majority of the media, just they're in their pocket. They can send them a soundbite that they generate, and they air it, and they print it. I mean,
right.
that's not journalism. That's propaganda. In our case, the pesky listeners, the pesky voters actually get a say, and so they're running for cover, and it's really embarrassing. It is, and you ought to hold them accountable to it. So good suggestion on Senator Heitkamp related to the border and ISIS. Do me a favor. Call her office, 701-224-3121. No, I'm sorry. That's call the Washington, D.C. Capitol because they always answer there. She has local offices, as they all do, but call this number, 202-224-3121. That's a switchboard, so when you call, they'll say U.S. Senate. You say Senator Heitkamp's office, 701-224-3121. Call and ask your question, Arthur. Let us know what you get in the way of an answer, okay?
Sounds good.
Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Because it's a fine suggestion. Ed and Minot on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Shipping oil by rail. Sometime when you got a minute, put your pencil to the paper and see what it takes to get it from when they prospect to where they buy the mineral rights to where they set up the location to where they do construction till they get it to the rail car. It involves a big process. There's a lot of people involved there that people don't realize what it takes to get it.
And it's spendy, by the way, very spendy, and less spendy by pipelines when I get a kick out of Minnesota. They're against both. And by the way, federal government says you have to meet these standards. It does every time. So a lot of this is a pig in a poke. Thanks, Ed.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We want to thank our sponsors, without whom this ship doesn't get off the ground every day, right? It's the, you know, the fuel for our vehicle to get all across the state of North Dakota. You know, and of course, the vehicle's kind of fun, too, especially when it's that Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. You're looking for a used truck, you're going to get no better deal anywhere from Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Selection changes almost every day and great deals, so check that out. Also, the folks at MyPillow and, you know, SOS on MyPillow, I need a new one, so we thank them as well. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. North Dakota Petroleum Council also bringing you the program today. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about them. And our friends at High Plains Apache. The folks that focus on one thing and one thing only, sprayers. And they do it well. All kinds of product expertise And just talk to one of their customers, and you'll find out what they think about Apache sprayers and the service they get at High Plains Apache. Some used sprayers in right now, by the way. A few used Apache sprayers and a number of used pull-type sprayers on hand. They want to move out, so check them all out at highplainsapache.com. Ask about that new ET Ag Center with 50,000 of the most popular name brand items, not just Apache, but every brand name, too. And they're right there across from Bonanza and Mandan. Boy, we give Bonanza a lot of free advertising. I don't know if we should do that. Nothing's free on this program, is it, Todd? Because you want to eat. I want to eat.
But
anyway,
you're free, but yeah.
Right across Maine there. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. We are not going to get a chance to get to, some answers on those Pharmacy Measure 7 questions, but I promise we'll do that on a future program as well, because our final guest of the program today is one of the owners at Shields. Did you know when you walk into Shields, they're all owners? That's pretty cool. And he's also one of the experts at Shields on hunting. And the duck opener last weekend, the pheasant opener coming up a week from Saturday. There's a lot going on. He also manages the fishing department of that monster North Dakota store on 45th in Fargo. And we're pleased to welcome to the program Shields expert Seth Jordan. Seth, how you doing?
Hey, fantastic. It's Monday. How are you doing?
Well, good. I'm going to start with a confession. I've never hunting. I never have. I'm a bit of a novice hunter, okay? And I have done my fair share of pheasant hunting, and I absolutely love it, but I'm thinking about getting into duck hunting. Where should I begin? What should I do?
Well, you're going to have to grab a couple shopping carts and come visit me at Shields here. We can get
That's my plan.
We can get you filled up pretty quick.
That's my plan. So what would I put in the shopping
cart? It's not a cheap sport to start, but it's fun. It only takes one time to get addicted.
See, I've talked to a lot of friends who said, you can't believe the ideas we've come up with in a duck blind. And so I'm thinking, I got to do this, for crying out loud. So where would you start with just at least the basics?
Basics of duck hunting? Well, there's quite a bit you got to get into is water hunting and field hunting. You know, they're completely different. Personally, I prefer to go in the field. But blind and decoys and a call. But the biggest thing people need to know about duck hunting is it's probably about 70% scouting. So most of your time that you dedicate to duck hunting is going to be without your shotgun. So,
and no, that's okay though, right? And once the hunting's done, then it's fun, right? You've got your spot, and you know, you scout out you're talking about scouting for the right spot, right? And that being the work, and then putting the decoys out, getting the blind set up, and then it's just stay put, and the ducks come to you, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but the juice is usually worth the squeeze.
What's the latest and greatest in for the duck hunters out there? What's the really hot item you have at Shields for our friends that have been doing this for a long time?
Well, every single duck hunter needs to have some sort of Lucky Duck or Mojo Duck, which is a battery-operated decoy that you put out in the field, and it is absolutely lights out. Everybody needs to have one.
I love it. All right, so let's switch gears to pheasants, because a week from Saturday is the pheasant opener. Nothing fun. Now, the reason I'm thinking about kind of going the other way is because I've never sweated so much, worked my butt off as being out there in the middle of a field trying to track down pheasants. What's the hot item there for us that love to do a little pheasant hunting? Anything new and the latest and the greatest?
Yeah, I've been breezing through our ad this morning, and we got stuff here for the avid hunters and the fair weather hunters. Personally, if I were to buy one thing out of this ad, it would probably be our Shields Premium Upwind Pant. I bought mine, had mine for 4 years, and I think it's the best thing I've bought out of the hunting clothing shop here. But it's a tremendous pair of pants, and, you know, you can use them not only for upland hunting, but many other things, too. It's a good buy. We got upland coats at half price. I mean, it'd be easy to get decked out in some new pheasant hunting gear by coming in during our ad.
Can hardly wait. Sounds good. I'm headed your way. Somebody called last week and said 22 ammo is impossible to get. Can they get it at Shields?
Oof, yeah. It's a tough item to get, but it basically comes down to a simple supply and demand. When demand's that high for a product, it's harder to provide that supply. And from what we hear from the manufacturers, you know, they're all working 24/7, and it's, you know, just as frustrating for customers as it is for the people that sell it, as it is for the manufacturers. It'll just take time to get back up to speed.
Yeah, very interesting. And just quickly, about 15. Why is it just a matter of it's in major supply, major demand?
Yeah, it's as simple as that. You know, we got when certain events happened and we got cleared out of our, you know, initial resources on 22 ammo. It's just taken them a lot more time than they anticipated to catch back up.
Can't keep up. Well, find Steph and all the other experts at Shields and get some of those gizmos. That duck decoy sounds like a blast. And, of course, great gear for pheasant opener week from Saturday. Seth, thanks so much. We appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
See you next week, folks. See you tomorrow.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park. And the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.